Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwater. Today is Tuesday, the 26th of December, and here are the top things to know before the market opens for trade. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a flat note, given the signals from GIFT Nifty Trends, which currently show that the index is trading 16 points higher, indicating a muted start for the local equity markets. On Friday, the Indian equity markets snapped a 7-week winning streak to finish 0.5% lower, but touched fresh record highs during the volatile week, amid mixed global cues and fear of rising COVID cases in India. The Sensex settled 0.34% higher, while Nifty closed up by 0.44%. According to analysts, the markets are expected to be range-bound during the last week of the current calendar year, with the Nifty 50 facing resistance in the zone of 21,500 levels, taking immediate support at 21,200 levels. Moving to some of the key buzzing stocks in trade today, UPL will raise funds up to 4,200 crore via a rights issue. The promoter group of Adani Wilmar intends to sell shares in the company to meet the minimum public shareholding norms. Additionally, Tata Steel shareholders are to meet on January 25th to consider the merger of Tata Steel and the Indian Steel and Wire Products companies. Additionally, all eyes will be on the three main board IPO listings today. Motisans Jewelers, Suraj Real Estate Developers and Muthoot Microfin will make their debut on the bourses today. The Rajasthan-based Motisans Jewelers is likely to start the first day of trade with more than 100% premium. The grey market investors seem to be bullish on the jewelry retailer as they've given the company a premium in the range of 100 to 140% over the issue price of 55 rupees per share. However, the other two companies, Suraj Real Estate Developers and Muthoot Microfinance, are likely to make a lukewarm debut on the bourses as per trends from the grey market. Realty company Suraj Real Estate Developers might see gains around 7%, while microfinance firm Muthoot Microfin commands a premium of around Rs. 25 in the grey market, suggesting gains of around 9% at the time of its listing. As the new variant of COVID-19 cases, JN.1 variant, has been rising in India, the central government urged states to maintain a state of constant vigil. On Friday, the Nifty Pharma Index ended with gains of over 1% and will be watched closely in trade today as well. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they've performed. Wall Street's main indices ended mixed on Friday. The S&P 500 clocked an 8-week gaining streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.05%, the S&P 500 added 0.17%, while the Nasdaq Composite gained 0.9%. Looking at Asia-Pacific markets, the Asian indices traded in the red. Japan's Nikkei 225 fell 0.02%, while South Korea's Kospi traded mild in red as well. However, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index tanked 1.7% in early trade on Tuesday. In the Voice of the Day segment, we have Sneha Poddar, Motilal Oswal sharing her look. Let's have a listen.
Domestic markets are ending the year 2023 on a buoyant note as Nifty scales above 21,500 mark while Sensex crosses 71K. Investor sentiments have got a big boost in November-December, which helped the markets both domestically and globally scale new higher. However, this week we have seen some sort of profit booking after 7 weeks of straight gains, wherein the Nifty gained almost 12%. Also, there's holiday season starting from this weekend on account of Christmas and New Year, and the lack of triggers on account of this holiday season would keep the markets a little lackluster. But if we talk about the year 2024, how the outlook pans out, globally the sentiments are quite positive as the interest rates seems to have peaked out, leading to decline in bond yields and dollar index. US Fed in its last monetary policy hinted at 3 rate cuts for 2024, which has led to huge optimism, and other banks are likely to follow soon. On the domestic front, the BJP sweeping victory in the state elections have boosted the investor confidence regarding the political continuity post 2024 Lok Sabha elections. Already the sentiments were quite optimistic on account of healthy trend in corporate earnings growth and the resilient domestic macros, which is now likely to strengthen further post the BJP's strong victory and post the US Fed hint on the rate cut front. So overall, all this really augurs well for the macro and the policy momentum for India, which at the moment is seeing the highest growth among the major economies. In fact, all these positive factors have led to several upgrades for India from the various global firms, and on account of this, India has now surpassed Hong Kong Stock Exchange to become the world's seventh largest exchange by market cap. However, there are some political tensions given the attacks on the Suez Canal, which is posing as a threat since it can disrupt the global supply chain and can result in higher inflation. But so far, overall, we believe that the underlying narrative remains positive for the market, and given the elections next year, the ongoing pre-election rally is likely to continue. With the government's focus approach towards the long-term capex across key areas, and given the expectation of the rate cut globally, we believe that the growth stocks could be in focus. So some of the sectors that we like from next 1 year perspective is BFSI, industrial, real estate, auto, consumer discretionary, which we believe is likely to do well in 2024.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.